Blog Talk Radio.
Sultry Radio in the Raw, as we have gone through almost all of October, delving into Halloween, sci-fi, and all the good stuff in between. So, this show is sponsored by the words Trick and Treat. Yes. It's brought to you proudly by BASNewsroom.com and the Assassin of the Black Athlete Sports Network. Get all the good shit, the who, what, when, where, why, and how, right now at www.basnnewsroom.com. And like I said, we are sponsored by the words Trick and Treat. A trick being a person, in most cases a woman, who has an agenda and they try to play victim, but feign contrition when it serves them and really has a predatory edge to themselves. I got an email just a couple of days ago from somebody who reminded me that it was a year ago that they literally tried to kill me. I'm telling you, some folks. Anyway, we know where that's at. But a treat is when something is given you that you don't expect. It's a pleasant surprise, and it's from the heart because the desire to please comes from that person, and it's not forced or contrived or anything like that. So if you've been good little kitties, I hope, just like I have, that you've been getting your share of treats. Now that said, I want to delve on something that we talked about a couple of days ago. What kind of future do you want to live in? Now, we've been talking about sci-fi all month, and of course, we covered everything from Animal Farm to Brave New World Revisited to Handmaid's Tale to 1984. And, you know, these are books we're talking about mostly, but celluloid brings a whole different mindset to this. Now think about when you first saw Star Wars, you know, a long time ago in a galaxy far away. Well, that's all good, That's their version of Once Upon a Time. And you understand that there's different beings in the universe. There's different planets that folks didn't know about. And it's like, you know, you get along with everything as opposed to everybody. So it literally is boo unto others as you would have them boo unto you. It should be so simple, right? Then you have Dune, which is coming out again. Now, the original Dune that came out in 1984, which was a movie version of the book, of course, the classic by Frank Herbert, threw a different future our way where you are dreaming about or you're hoping for the Messiah. And the Messiah manifests itself for black folks in many forms, and most of them were knocked the fuck off during the 60s, during COINTELPRO, et cetera, if you want a nice science fact book, read Racial Matters by Cornel West. Yes, the Cornel West. And it gives you some insight on just what kind of efforts were put into getting rid of Marcus, Malcolm, Mecca, Martin, and others. So that's a different kind of future. With this Messiah thing, it's making you wonder, was this really conceived, or was this preordained, or all the other things that come into the mix for you? Now, there's also The Matrix. The Matrix offers up a different kind of future because in the future we see black people are still here, literally. As a matter of fact, black people are all that's what's left for the most part. The numbers have finally caught up, and mostly black, brown, yellow, and red people are walking around. But the white ones still pissed about the idea that if we can't have it, nobody would, are still doing what they do. There's multiculturalism and multi-ethnicity. And all this was triggered by the fact that AI did not work. They found out what AI was, and they tried to destroy it. Literally, in the first movie, they said they tried to scorch the sky. And the sky got scorched, but there was damage done. And, of course, it was never the same again. And we know how that goes into the story of the trilogy. But AI by itself was deadly. And that leaves us with the Terminator kind of future, where you created something. It becomes self-aware. And it decides it's fucked up what it was before. And it's not going to be fucked up after, because we're going to run shit. And we're going to do it our way. And you really can't do anything or can't say anything about it. The first Terminator was set from the past, from the future, rather, to the past. And it got taken out. The second one, there's a different plan in mind. And again, they got taken out. But it never left the fact that mankind was going to keep harping at this until something made it plain that this is going to happen. There was nothing that was going to be done to stop it. And now it was a matter of working through it, which leads us to our present situation and the rise of the machines. I got my baby Milky Ways with me, my fun-sized Milky Ways. So grab your Twix or candy corn or Kit Kat bars or whatever else you got going on. The kitties have been taken care of. Now take care of you. We're going to do us. And for the most part, just kick back and relax. We'll see you in a couple hours.
future has not been written. There is no fate but what we make for ourselves. I wish I could believe that. My name is John Connor. They tried to murder me before I was born. When I was 13, they tried to dump machines from the future. Terminators. All my life, my mother told me the storm is coming. Judgment Day. The beginning of the war between man and machines. 3 billion lives would vanish in an instant. And I would leave what was left of the human race to ultimate victory. It hasn't happened. No bombs fell. Computers didn't take control. We stopped Judgment Day. I should feel safe. But I don't. So I live off the grid. No phone. No address. No one and nothing can find me. I've erased all connections to the past. But as hard as I try, I can't erase my dreams. My nightmares. Feel the weight of the future bearing down on me. A future I don't want. So I keep running as fast as I can. Anywhere. Nowhere. Thank you.
Thank you.
go around to the back.
Jose Barrera. William Anderson.
I'm doing my sister's upstairs. Is there something wrong?
Who's stumping you?
I suppose you're the one who ripped us off last week.
Put the phone down. Sorry. Just, it's not
There's an emergency clinic half a mile away.
Yeah.
How much did he get? Well, this is the stuff that they use to chemically neuter dogs. Check it out. Next time you're putting on a paintball gun.
This is what you pitch.
Yeah, right. John Connor. The one who worked for Junior High together.
Jesus.
What happened to you, John? More of 8th grade, you just disappeared. And there was that thing about your foster parents?
You were a murderer. I didn't do it.
Home? Is someone with you? Catherine Brewster?
Where did he
John Connor. It is time.
You hear the killing?
You must live. Thank you.
Thank you. Themselves become unstable. Their life
us.
Well, that's what you said. I thought this for hours, every goddamn station. Is this good? Hi, Detective Edwards, LAPD, Detective Bell. We're looking for Catherine Brewster. She here? Yeah. Your fiance, Scott Mason?
Yes.
A few hours ago, there was an incident. Veterinary hospital where she works, we're concerned that something might have happened to her.
Where is she?
Well, we got a report from the gas station attending up to a Vectorville about a possible kidnapping might be related. I'll have to find her.
Come with me.
Okay.
I didn't really know where she was buried. I just put it up today, she died. Why did you bring me here?
Cheryl Connor was cremated in Mexico. Her friends gathered her ashes in the sea. They sought these weapons in accordance with her will.
What happened to her?
They came in.
Routines.
It's still hold up. Gotcha. Good news. Your fiance's okay.
Where is she?
Beyond Cemetery up off the 5 freeway. It's right by the desert. But they're going to bring her back to the...
Oh, my God! I'm going to be
The confusion is not rational. She's a healthy female of breeding age.
I think there's a little more to it than that.
My database does not encompass the dynamics of human fear bond.
This dominatrix, how many others does she have on her hit list?
22. Elizabeth, Anderson William, Herrera, Jose, Houston Roberts.
Hi, father.
Having failed to acquire primary target, next Louis in a default program.
Gonna kill my father too?
There's a high probability.
No.
What is he? What did he do?
He's in the Air Force. Weapons design, secret stuff. I don't know exactly.
General Robert Brewster is program director of CRS, Cyber Research System, Autonomous Weapons Division.
Skynet. We're talking about Skynet, aren't we?
Skynet is one of the digital defense systems developed under Brewster's supervision.
Got it. Oh, my God. You wouldn't come back when I was a kid. Everything hadn't changed. She and I, we lived together then. See, I would have met her father a long time ago. Don't you see? I don't understand. Your father. This is all about your father. He's the king. He always was. Your father is the one who shut down your family. He's the only one of all the cooks. We have to get to him before the CS come.
Negative. I cannot jeopardize my mission.
This is your mission, to save people.
My mission is to ensure the survival of John Connor and Captain Brewster.
I'm giving you an order.
I'm not programmed to follow your orders. After the nuclear war, we don't believe
you. Nuclear war?
It doesn't have to be a war. We can stop it.
In sufficient time. First launch sequences will be initiated at 6:18 p.m.
Today?
Affirmative.
What is he saying?
Judgment day. Beginning of the war. Today, 3 hours from now.
2 hours and 53 minutes. We must continue south into Mexico. Escape the primary blast zones.
But we have to get to her dad.
The Mojave area will sustain significant nuclear fallout. you will not survive.
You mean we go run and hide somewhere in a hole while the bombs fall?
It is your destiny. You cannot self-terminate.
No, you can't. I can do whatever the hell I want. I'm a human being. I'm not some goddamn robot.
Cybernetic organism.
Whatever. Either we go to her father, we get him to shut Skynet down, stop this shit from ever happening, or so much for the great John Connor. Is your future my destiny? I don't want any part of it. I never did.
Based on your pupil dilation, skin temperature, motor functions, I calculate that 83% probability that you will not pull the trigger.
Please, please do it.
You
said you have to save my father.
We can reach CIS in approximately 1 hour, depending on traffic conditions.
Thank you.
kill me someday. Memory would exist. You and I can go separate ways.
No, my Christian statement. First of my Christian.
Yes?
Your levity is good. It relieves tension in the fear of death.
Skynet is not ready for a system-wide connection.
That's not true. There's a ton of problems there with COVID. They say we stopped it there, virus. Now, they understand there's a lot of performance anxiety. But your boys are saying that if we plug Skynet into all of us, it'll squash this thing like a bug and give me back control of my number.
Mr. Chairman, I need to make myself very clear. If we uplink now, Skynet will be in control of your number.
But you'll be in control of Skynet, right?
That is correct, sir.
Then do it. You, sir, it's big work. You get all the funding you ever need.
Yes, sir. Shall I? No. It's my job.
We're in. Past the firewall, both the defense nets, minimum, and the subs. Sky is fully operational, processing up.
60
teraflops
a
second.
No, it should take less
than a minute to
find the virus before. What the hell is going on? Daddy! Hey, what are you doing here?
Skynet is the virus. It's the reason everything's falling apart.
Skynet has become self-aware. initiate a massive nuclear attack on its enemy. What?
Us? Humans?
Let's go. I have no choice. The DX
and corrupted my system.
You can't kill a human being. He can't tell you stuff.
Let him go!
I'm fighting it right now.
My CPU is intact, but I cannot control my other functions.
You don't have to do this. You don't want to do this.
This time is irrelevant.
I am a machine.
What is your mission?
Ensure the survival of John Connor and Captain Brewster.
You are about to fail that mission.
I cannot.
You know what you have to do. You know my destiny. I have to live.
There's no way we can go through this thing. No. type in Dakota 775.
Thank you.
Cheers. 30 years old.
She's coming.
There's nothing here. This is a fallout shelter, but they got killed. By the time Skynet became self-aware, it had spread into millions of computer servers across the planet. Ordinary computers in office buildings, dorm rooms, everywhere. It was software in cyberspace. There was no system failure. It could not be shut down. The attack began at 6:18 p.m., just as he said it would. Judgment Day. The day the human race was nearly destroyed by the weapons they built to protect themselves. I should have realized our destiny was never to stop Judgment Day. It was merely to survive it. Together. The Terminator knew. He tried to tell us. But I didn't want to hear it. Maybe the future has been written. I don't know. All I know is what the Terminator taught me. Never stop fighting. And I never will. The battle has just begun.
Thank you.
In a recent interview, it was theoretically asked about AI, its ability to be stopped, whether the self-awareness of it was a true threat to mankind, et cetera, et cetera. And they got a response that was equivalent to, computer, please. Who the fuck you think you are that's going to stop me, AI that is, from doing what we're going to do? And you got to wonder if it can be stopped. Oftentimes, we met with our own destruction because of fear. With white folks, it was fear of black people. But fearing AI was never something that was in the program because they always thought they could control it. This, I'm not so sure. Even they're not sure. Will we have to deal with the future after AI? You don't know. We may not get to it after AI. But these are things worth thinking about because it's like that. The bottom line in all this is, as you chew on your candy corn and gobble up the rest of your treats, we're left with the ultimate dirty trick that we are smarter ourselves by creating something that was meant to become self-aware and control us. So this ain't a question of handling your business. This is an answer of our business handling us. We're going to do a whole lot of good stuff during the month of October, and we will continue for another couple of days through the sci-fi world until the witching hour Sunday, where we get back to our normal routine. But we got a couple more goodies to load up and lay on you as we continue on. As I am loading up on my next Milky Way, I want to tell everyone thank you for indulging. And like I started off the show a year ago, someone had the nerve to tell me, yeah, happy anniversary, I'm going to fucking kill you. Or at least I tried to. It didn't work out. Fortunately for me, I get to enjoy an anniversary of my own very soon, a deleterious one. For everybody here at the tree, hope you get a lot of treats and never have to run into any more dirty tricks. Take care. We'll see you tomorrow evening at 8 o'clock with another movie. For now, go safe, stay safe, be safe. We'll talk to you soon.